Hey there, deep divers. Ready for a deep dive you don't even need a business plan for?
I like that.
Today, we're going to explore entrepreneurship, but like in a way that really relates to all of you. So no matter what your career path is or what you want to be doing, this is going to be relevant. It's about your career, your future, and how this whole entrepreneurial mindset thing can be like your secret weapon.
Exactly. We've got a whole stack of different sources
here.
Yeah,
really went all out.
Yeah, from an actual like university syllabus.
Oh, wow.
To lecture notes, we've got academic papers, and even get this, a comic book.
You're kidding me, a comic book about entrepreneurship. Okay, so we've got a very diverse reading list, but what's so fascinating is that all of these sources point to the same thing. This idea that the world of work is changing really, really fast.
Fast.
Forget climbing that, like stable corporate ladder things are getting dynamic, and honestly, kind of uncertain.
Yeah, it's true. All those traditional jobs are on the decline now, and they're being replaced by the gig economy project-based work. It's almost like everybody's becoming a mini entrepreneur, whether they realize it or not.
Okay, that's a little bit scary. But one stat from the research that I found really surprising was that job growth is actually booming in startups, not big companies.
That's a good point.
Apparently, 60% of new jobs created in the last few decades came from small businesses.
That's huge.
Yeah. So for you listening, that means statistically, you are way more likely to either work for or even become an entrepreneur.
Right.
So understanding this mindset isn't really like an option anymore.
It's essential.
Yeah, it's essential. So walk me through this. What exactly is this entrepreneurial mindset?
It's a good question.
Is it just about hustling 24/7 and like coming up with the next billion-dollar app?
It's so much more than that. Like it's a set of attitudes, almost like personality traits that you can apply to any field. Our sources break it down into like 7 key attitudes. And honestly, some of the examples they use are surprisingly relatable.
Okay, I love relatable examples. Hit me.
Okay, so we'll start with curiosity. Think of it like an explorer.
Okay.
Constantly charting these unknown territories, hungry for new knowledge, spotting opportunities that other people don't even realize are there.
I like that. So like, always asking questions, always being that person who goes down the internet rabbit hole. But what's next?
Okay, then there's proactivity. And it's not just about being busy, but it's about thinking strategically.
Oops.
Like a chess player, anticipating those moves ahead of time and tackling problems before they even become problems.
So it's less about putting out fires and more about fireproofing the whole building.
You got it.
Right, I like that.
And then there's resilience.
Okay.
This one's a big one.
Big one.
Sources describe it as like bouncing back from setbacks, almost like a boxer getting up after a knockdown.
Okay.
You know, entrepreneurs see failure not as like the end of the game, but as feedback.
That's great. But is there ever a point where you're too resilient? Like, how do you know when to just like pivot or give up on an idea?
That's such a good question. And actually one that our sources address.
Huh?
Resilience isn't just blindly pushing forward. It's about knowing when to adapt, when to change course. Sometimes the most resilient move is actually just walking away from something that's not working.
Okay, that makes sense. So what other entrepreneurial superpowers are we unlocking today?
Well, we can't forget empathy.
Oh, empathy.
This isn't just about being nice. It's about really deeply understanding other people's needs and wants, almost like a detective, you know, gathering clues to solve a mystery.
So for somebody who's maybe not a natural people person, how do they develop that muscle?
That's where active listening comes in, like really putting aside your own assumptions and trying to understand the other person's perspective. Even reading fiction can help build empathy.
Oh, interesting.
Because you're exposed to all these diverse characters and experiences.
Okay, cool. What's next on our entrepreneurial checklist?
We've got self-leadership.
Self-leadership.
All about taking ownership of your actions and your motivations. It's like being the captain of your own ship, setting the course and steering through those choppy waters.
So not waiting for somebody to give you direction. You're charting your own course.
You got it. And that ties into another important attitude, creativity.
Creativity.
And this isn't just about being artistic. It's about thinking outside the box and coming up with those innovative solutions to problems. Think of it like an artist who's not afraid to color outside the lines.
Okay, so even if I'm not in like a traditionally creative field, I can still benefit from tapping into this.
Absolutely. You can apply creativity to any field, from improving a process at work to finding new ways to connect with people. It's all about being open to new possibilities.
Right. So what is the final entrepreneurial attitude we need to conquer the world?
Last but not least, it's the growth mindset.
Okay.
It's all about embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and development and seeing those setbacks not as failures, but as stepping stones to something greater.
So like a muscle getting stronger through exercise.
That is the perfect analogy. It's about constantly pushing yourself outside your comfort zone and seeing every experience, both good and bad, as a chance to learn and grow.
All right, so we've got our 7 entrepreneurial attitudes down.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we actually put them into practice? Like, what are the tangible steps we can take to build these muscles, as you call them?
That's where our sources get really interesting. They point to 2 key concepts.
Okay.
Human capital and social capital.
Okay.
Think of them as your entrepreneurial toolkit.
All right, break it down for me. What is human capital?
It's simpler than it sounds. It's just all about investing in yourself.
Okay.
Your skills, your knowledge, your experience. Those are your most valuable assets.
So how can we invest in our human capital? Does this mean like finally learning that new programming language or taking that online course I've been putting off?
Exactly. It could be formal education workshops, online courses, even just reading books or listening to insightful podcasts.
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay, so we're investing in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
What about the social capital thing? Is this where my Instagram follower count comes in handy?
Not quite.
Darn.
While online presence can be helpful, social capital is more about the real-world connections you cultivate.
Okay.
It's about building a network of people who can support you, offer advice, open doors, and collaborate with you.
So attending industry events, joining professional organizations, finding mentors, is that all building social capital?
Exactly. And one thing that really jumped out at me from the research was this concept of weak ties.
Weak ties? You mean like those people that I vaguely know from that networking event I went to like 6 months ago?
Exactly. It turns out these weak ties can be surprisingly valuable.
Okay.
They often have connections and information that your close circle doesn't. So it's like opening up these unexpected opportunities.
Interesting.
It's all about expanding your network beyond your usual suspects.
Okay. I'm starting to see how all of this connects, but let's get tactical here. So we've got this entrepreneurial mindset. We're building our human and social capital. How do we actually put it all into action?
That's where we move from theory to practice.
Okay.
Our sources introduce a concept called effectuation, which is basically a new way of thinking about business and life in general.
Effectuation. That sounds very complex.
It's actually quite simple. Traditional business plans are all about predicting the future, setting a fixed goal, and sticking to like a rigid plan. But effectuation flips the script.
So it's about being more adaptable, going with the flow, embracing the unknown.
Exactly. Effectuation says, start with what you have, your resources, your skills, your network, and see what you can create from there. It's about taking action, experimenting, and being open to opportunities as they arise.
I like that. Less about trying to control the uncontrollable and more about making the most of what you've got. Sounds very empowering.
It is. And our sources use this great analogy, the bird in the hand principle.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me about this metaphorical bird.
Instead of chasing 2 birds in the bush.
Oh.
Which are hypothetical opportunities that might not even exist.
Okay.
Effectuation says, focus on that bird that's already in your hand.
Okay.
Start with your existing resources and build from there.
That makes a lot of sense. So you don't need to wait for the perfect moment or have all the answers to get started.
Not at all. Effectuation is all about taking action, learning as you go, and being open to adapting your plans along the way. It's a much more realistic and ultimately more successful approach in today's unpredictable world.
Okay, I'm starting to get this.
Okay.
So we're ditching the rigid plans, embracing the power of experimentation. But how do we make sure our experiments are actually leading us somewhere good?
That's where design thinking comes in. It's a human-centered approach to innovation that helps you solve problems and create solutions that truly meet people's needs.
So it's not just about coming up with like a cool idea in a vacuum. It's about making sure that idea actually solves a problem for real people.
Exactly. And empathy plays a huge role here. Design thinking encourages you to get out of your own head and truly understand your target audience. You observe them, you interview them, you immerse yourself in their world.
So instead of assuming we know what people want, we actually go out and ask them.
Exactly. And then you use design thinking tools like brainstorming, prototyping, and testing to develop those solutions that are truly user-centric.
I'm sensing a theme here. Adaptability, experimentation, user-centricity. It's all about meeting the needs of this very rapidly changing world, isn't it?
Absolutely. And to help map out your ideas and strategies, our sources introduce a practical tool called the Business Model Canvas.
Okay, now you're talking my language. Mm. I love a good visual tool. So the Business Model Canvas, is it literally just a canvas?
Not quite. It's a one-page document that helps you break down your business idea into 9 key components.
Okay.
It's like a blueprint for your business. It helps you visualize your value proposition, your target customers, your channels, your revenue streams.
So it's like a cheat sheet for entrepreneurial success.
Think of it as a roadmap. It helps you see that big picture, identify potential challenges, and make sure all the pieces of your business fit together.
All right, so we've got the big picture roadmap. But what about that personal touch? Where does purpose fit into all of this?
Oh, our sources address that beautifully with this Japanese concept called ikigai.
Ikigai, that sounds super zen. What's the gist?
Ikigai is all about finding your sweet spot, the intersection of what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for.
Wow, that sounds like the ultimate life goal. But how do you actually find this very elusive ikigai?
It's a journey of self-discovery. Our sources encourage you to ask yourself some key questions.
Okay.
What are your passions? What are your skills and talents? What problems in the world resonate with you? And what kind of work aligns with your values?
Those are big questions. It's like a deep dive within a deep dive.
It is. But taking the time to reflect on these questions can lead to a more meaningful and fulfilling life, both personally and professionally.
So it's not just about finding a job. It's about finding your purpose.
Exactly. And that purpose can be a powerful driving force, especially in the world of entrepreneurship.
Okay, I'm feeling very inspired. But before we get too carried away with our newfound purpose, let's take a step back and address the elephant in the room.
Literally.
Or maybe the elephant in our minds.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. So let's talk about the connection between this entrepreneurial mindset and well-being, because success isn't just about hitting those external goals, right? It's got to feel good on the inside, too.
You got it. Our sources point to this concept called PERMA.
PERMA.
It stands for positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement.
Okay.
Think of it as like a recipe for well-being. And guess what? An entrepreneurial mindset is like having all the ingredients already in your pantry.
Okay. I love a good recipe analogy.
Mm-hmm.
But break it down for me.
Yeah.
How does this entrepreneurial mindset actually contribute to all those PERMA elements?
Well, think back to those 7 entrepreneurial attitudes we talked about. Curiosity naturally leads to new experiences, a sense of wonder. Proactivity, when done right, gives you a feeling of control, even accomplishment.
And resilience helps you bounce back from those inevitable setbacks.
Yeah.
And maybe even come out stronger on the other side.
Exactly. And let's not forget empathy. That strengthens your connections with other people.
Oh, yeah.
Which builds that support system that's so essential for well-being. So you see, these attitudes aren't just tools for business. They're building blocks for a more positive and fulfilling life overall.
That's really interesting. So it's almost like by training ourselves to think like entrepreneurs, we're also training ourselves to be happier.
That's a great way to put it. But of course, there's that inner critic we all have to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Our sources introduce this clever analogy called the elephant and rider to explain how this works.
Elephant and rider.
Oh, okay.
You have my attention. Paint me a picture.
Okay, so imagine this. Your conscious mind is the rider, trying to steer this massive elephant, which represents your subconscious mind with all its instincts and habits.
So the rider might have a plan, but that elephant can be pretty stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
I can relate.
Right. And that's where self-leadership comes in. The rider can't just force the elephant to do what it wants. It has to learn to work with it.
So how do we become like expert elephant whisperers?
Sure.
What tips do our sources offer?
They highlight some really powerful techniques from positive psychology.
Okay.
Things like mindfulness, reframing, and even just the way we talk to ourselves.
Okay, mindfulness first. I hear that word a lot, but I'm still not entirely sure I understand what it actually means.
It's actually quite simple. It's about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment.
Okay.
Just noticing them like clouds passing by. This helps you become more aware of your elephant's tendencies and make more conscious choices rather than just reacting automatically.
So less about silencing our inner critic and more about just observing it.
You got it. And once you're more aware of those thought patterns, you can start to reframe them.
Reframing. Is that like turning a problem into an opportunity?
Mm.
Like instead of saying, I'm terrible at this, you would say, I'm still learning.
That's a perfect example. Reframing is about challenging those negative thoughts and consciously choosing a more positive and constructive perspective.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about self-talk? Isn't that just something we do in our heads anyway?
It is, but it's so powerful. By consciously choosing positive and encouraging self-talk, we're essentially guiding our elephant in the right direction. It's like being your own cheerleader, even when things get tough.
So we're not just the rider, we're also the elephant's hype person.
Exactly. And these techniques can really make a difference in managing those everyday ups and downs. But our sources also acknowledge that sometimes we need a little extra support. You know, if we're facing more serious mental health concerns, they recommend looking into cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT.
CBT. That's a type of therapy.
Right. Right?
What's the basic idea?
It's a very practical and evidence-based approach that helps you identify and change negative thought patterns and behaviors. It's been proven to be highly effective for things like anxiety and depression, which are unfortunately on the rise, especially among young people.
That's really good to know. It's like having another tool in our entrepreneurial toolkit, not just for building businesses, but for building a healthy mind as well.
Exactly. And speaking of building our sources, also emphasize the power of habits.
Oh, habits. Those little things that we do every day, often, without even realizing it.
Exactly. And they can make or break our success, both personally and professionally. Our sources explain that building positive habits can literally automate success.
Oh, wow.
Freeing up that mental energy for bigger challenges.
So it's like putting those everyday tasks on autopilot so our writer can focus on navigating the really tricky terrain.
Perfect analogy. And when it comes to those bigger challenges, our sources stress the importance of setting SMART goals.
SMART goals. That's an acronym, right?
It is.
Refresh my memory.
SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. It's about setting goals that are clear, actionable, and aligned with your overall vision.
So instead of just saying, I want to be successful, you would say, I want to launch my online course by December 31st.
Exactly. SMART goals provide clarity and direction, making it easier to track your progress and stay motivated.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
Yeah.
It's like we're building a framework for success, not just in the business world, but in life in general.
And here's a really interesting point from our sources. They encourage us to think beyond just external achievements and consider setting goals related to character development as well.
Character development. That sounds intriguing. What does that look like in this context?
It's about setting goals to become more trustworthy, more reliable, more compassionate, more courageous.
I like that.
These are the qualities that contribute to both personal and professional success.
I love that. So it's not just about what we achieve, but who we become along the way.
You got it. It's about aligning your inner world with your outer aspirations.
This whole conversation has been such an eye-opener. We've gone from exploring this changing world of work to understanding this whole entrepreneurial mindset to delving into well-being and purpose. It's a lot to digest.
It is. And remember, this isn't just about starting a business. It's about cultivating a mindset and skill set that you can apply to literally any area of life.
So even if I'm not planning on launching the next big tech startup, these ideas can still help me navigate my career, my relationships, even just my own personal growth.
Absolutely. It's about taking ownership of your life, embracing change, and proactively creating the future that you want one step at a time.
I love that.
Yes.
So empowering.
Okay.
Ready to tackle the next chapter of our deep dive.
Bring it on. Let's delve into the nitty-gritty of effectuation and how it can be applied in some real-world scenarios.
Okay, I'm all ears. But first, let's give our listeners a moment to reflect on all the amazing insights that we've uncovered so far. Take a deep breath, dear listener, and think about what resonates with you the most. What are you taking away from this conversation? And we'll be right back to explore how effectuation can help you turn those insights into action. Welcome back, Deep Divers. So let's talk about the connection between this entrepreneurial mindset and actually feeling good.
Yeah.
Because success isn't just about hitting those external goals, right? It's got to feel good on the inside, too.
Totally. Our sources point to this concept called PERMA.
Or PERMA.
Yeah. It stands for positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement.
Okay.
Think of it as a recipe for well-being. And guess what? An entrepreneurial mindset is like having all the ingredients already in your pantry.
I love a good recipe analogy.
Yeah.
Break it down for me. How does this entrepreneurial mindset actually contribute to all those PERMA elements?
Well, think back to those 7 entrepreneurial attitudes we were talking about. Curiosity naturally leads to new experiences, a sense of wonder. Proactivity, when done right, gives you that feeling of control, even accomplishment.
Okay, and resilience helps you bounce back from those inevitable setbacks and maybe even come out stronger on the other side.
Exactly, and let's not forget empathy. That strengthens your connections with other people, building that support system that's so essential for well-being. So you see, these attitudes aren't just tools for business, they're building blocks for a more positive and fulfilling life overall.
That's really interesting. So it's almost like by training ourselves to think like entrepreneurs, we're also training ourselves to be happier.
That's a great way to put it. But of course, there's that inner critic we all have to deal with.
Oh, yeah?
Our sources introduced this clever analogy called the elephant and rider to explain how this works.
Elephant and rider. You've got my attention. Paint me a picture.
Okay, so imagine this, your conscious mind, that's the rider.
Okay.
Trying to steer this massive elephant, which represents your subconscious mind, with all its instincts and habits.
So the rider might have a plan, but that elephant can be pretty stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
I can relate.
Right. And that's where self-leadership comes in. The rider can't just force the elephant to do what it wants. It has to learn to work with it.
Okay, so how do we become like expert elephant whisperers? What tips do our sources offer?
They highlight some really powerful techniques from positive psychology.
Okay.
Things like mindfulness reframing and even just the way we talk to ourselves.
Okay, mindfulness first. I hear that word a lot, but I'm still not entirely sure I understand what it actually means.
It's actually quite simple. It's about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment.
Okay.
Just noticing them like clouds passing by. This helps you become more aware of your element's tendencies and make more conscious choices rather than just reacting automatically.
So less about silencing our inner critic and more about just observing it.
You got it.
Yeah.
And once you're more aware of those thought patterns, you can start to reframe them.
Reframing. Is that like turning a problem into an opportunity? Like instead of saying, I'm terrible at this, you would say, I'm still learning.
That's a perfect example. Reframing is about challenging those negative thoughts and consciously choosing a more positive and constructive perspective.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about self-talk? Isn't that just something we do in our heads anyway?
It is, but it's so powerful.
Yeah.
By consciously choosing positive and encouraging self-talk, we're essentially guiding our elephant in the right direction. It's like being your own cheerleader, even when things get tough.
So we're not just the rider, we're also the elephant's hype person.
Exactly. And these techniques can really make a difference in managing those everyday ups and downs. But our sources also acknowledge that sometimes we need a little extra support. You know, if we're facing more serious mental health concerns, they recommend looking into cognitive behavioral therapy or CBT.
CBT. That's a type of therapy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the basic idea?
It's a very practical and evidence-based approach that helps you identify and change negative thought patterns and behaviors. It's been proven to be highly effective for things like anxiety and depression, which are unfortunately on the rise, especially among young people.
That's really good to know. It's like having another tool in our entrepreneurial toolkit, not just for building businesses, but for building a healthy mind as well.
Exactly. And speaking of building our sources, also emphasize the power of habits.
Oh, habits. Those little things that we do every day, often, without even realizing it.
Exactly. And they can make or break our success, both personally and professionally. Our sources explain that building positive habits can literally automate success.
Oh, wow.
Freeing up that mental energy for bigger challenges.
So it's like putting those everyday tasks on autopilot so our rider can focus on navigating the really tricky terrain.
Perfect analogy. And when it comes to those bigger challenges, our sources stress the importance of setting SMART goals.
SMART goals. That's an acronym, right?
It is.
Refresh my memory.
SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. It's about setting goals that are clear, actionable, and aligned with your overall vision.
So instead of just saying, I want to be successful, you would say, I want to launch my online course by December 31st.
Exactly. SMART goals provide clarity and direction, making it easier to track your progress and stay motivated.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. It's like we're building a framework for success, not just in the business world, but in life in general.
And here's a really interesting point from our sources. They encourage us to think beyond just external achievements and consider setting goals related to character development as well.
Character development? That sounds intriguing. What does that look like in this context?
It's about setting goals to become more trustworthy, more reliable, more compassionate, more courageous.
I like that.
These are the qualities that contribute to both personal and professional success.
I love that. So it's not just about what we achieve, but who we become along the way.
You got it. It's about aligning your inner world with your outer aspirations.
This whole conversation has been such an eye-opener. We've gone from exploring this changing world of work to understanding this whole entrepreneurial mindset to delving into well-being and purpose. It's a lot to digest.
It is. And remember, this isn't just about starting a business. It's about cultivating a mindset and skill set that you can apply to literally any area of life.
So even if I'm not planning on launching the next big tech startup, these ideas can still help me navigate my career, my relationships, even just my own personal growth.
Absolutely. It's about taking ownership of your life. embracing change, and proactively creating the future that you want one step at a time.
I love that.
Yeah.
So empowering.
Okay.
Ready to tackle the next chapter of our deep dive?
Bring it on. Let's delve into the nitty-gritty of effectuation and how it can be applied in some real-world scenarios.
Okay. I'm all ears, but first, let's give our listeners a moment to reflect on all the amazing insights that we've uncovered so far. Take a deep breath, dear listener, and think about what resonates with you the most. What are you taking away from this conversation? And we'll be right back to explore how effectuation can help you turn those insights into action. Okay, deep divers, we're back and ready to get practical. So we've talked about the entrepreneurial mindset, the importance of well-being, and this whole idea of effectuation. Now let's see how it all comes together, like, in real life.
Okay, great point. It's time to move from theory to, like, practical application. And our sources actually use this surprising example to illustrate effectuation in action. Michelangelo's David.
With a statue. What does a Renaissance masterpiece have to do with entrepreneurship?
Well, it perfectly embodies that bird in the hand principle that we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
See, Michelangelo didn't actually start with this clear vision of David in mind.
Wow.
He was given this massive block of marble, one that other sculptors had rejected. They considered it flawed, unusable.
So he took what other people saw as a limitation and turned it into like a masterpiece. That's pretty inspiring.
Exactly. He leveraged what he had, his incredible skill, his creativity, and this unwanted chunk of marble to create something truly extraordinary. That's effectuation in a nutshell.
Okay, I see the connection now. So it's not about waiting for the perfect opportunity or having all the resources lined up. It's about making the most of what you've got and seeing potential where other people might not.
Precisely. Our sources emphasize that you don't need a perfect plan to get started. Take those small experimental steps, learn as you go, and remember you're not alone in this journey. Effectuation is often about co-creating with others, leveraging your network, being open to those unexpected collaborations.
Okay, this is starting to click for me. The entrepreneurial mindset, human and social capital effectuation design thinking. It's all interconnected like a toolkit for navigating not just the business world, but like life itself.
That's a great observation. These concepts can empower you to be more adaptable, resourceful, and ultimately successful in whatever path you choose.
So even if I'm not planning to launch the next big tech startup, these ideas can still help me level up in my career, my personal life, everything.
Absolutely. It's about cultivating that mindset that embraces change, that sees opportunity where other people see limitations, and takes action to create the future you want one step at a time.
This has been such an incredible deep dive. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on entrepreneurship, and honestly, on myself and my own potential.
That's great to hear. And remember, this is just the beginning. Keep exploring these ideas. Keep learning. Keep building that entrepreneurial mindset.
Well, thank you so much for guiding us through this deep dive. It's been truly enlightening.
The pleasure was all mine. Remember, intrepid explorers, the future isn't something that happens to you. It's something you create. So go out there and make it amazing.
That's a wrap on this episode of The Deep Dive. We hope you enjoyed this exploration into the world of entrepreneurship and the power of an entrepreneurial mindset. Don't forget to check the show notes for links to all the resources that we mentioned. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep creating the future you want.